Listen, would you say the days of the week, would you?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays.
Okay, that's... Where's the book, Tom? Oh, here it is. Okay. Let me sit in the chair, Tom.
You can sit over here, Lee, Tom.
Let me sit in the chair.
I'll tell you what I wanted to start out with today, some things about clothing. A thing a woman might wear in the kitchen over a dress.
Well, apron would be all I know, you know, with a bib and a front.
Yeah, right. And how about a little piece of cloth if your wife had been going into town and she wanted to take a piece of cloth to match it? What would she call that?
Scrap.
Yeah, scrap. Or how about something that you might get, a traveling salesman might give you a little bit of kind of tobacco as a free...
Well, we've had Levi presented to me, and they had a snuff for people snuff. I've never tried it.
No, when they give you that stuff, do they call it a free what?
Gift. Of course, it has to do with advertising.
Yeah,
would
you call it a sample?
Yes, right. Sample.
Okay. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about clothing. Tell me about the kinds of clothing you wore when you were... Yeah.
Well, back in the early days when I was a kid, my mother, she had a loom that they wove their cloth with.
Yeah.
Yes, they would have spinning wheels, and they would card the wool or cotton or whatever,
uh-huh.
and they would spin it into a twine or string. And then when they got it in a ball, they'd have it in a ball, so their spool, I believe they called it. And then they would fix up the looms and thread them, you know, and of course I guess the base was naturally tied in or hooked in or whatever. And then from then on, the shuttle, they called it, it'd go back and forth through the weaving. One part of the rack went down like this, you see, and opened it. And the shuttle would go through it.
Yeah.
Of course, it was hand sewn, not mechanical like that.
Did it have a thing for your foot?
Maybe it did. And then they'd raise it, and the shuttle would go through again, and shove it through, and down again, up and down, through.
I see.
Backwards, forwards.
What kind of, go ahead.
Well, that was it. It was about the loom, the homemade loom. It's made out of wood, and of course, it had. There was a rack, I guess they called it. They'd put the thread through there to keep it evenly spaced.
Yeah.
And the white is all right. It's beautiful cloth and strong.
What kind of clothing did they make?
Jeans, I believe they called it.
How about something you'd wear on a cold day?
Old jumper. I don't believe I've heard it called any other name.
What about a three-piece thing that you wear to church? What'd you call that?
Oh, three-piece would be, what are you thinking in it there? I forgot the name of what they call something to go around the neck, you know.
Yeah.
And the vest, of course, and then the shirt and whatever.
What'd you wear down here?
Oh, we call them pants, but naturally it's homemade.
You ever call them anything else?
Every what?
Did you ever call them anything else besides pants?
No, nothing but jeans.
Breeches?
Yeah, breeches is a common name. Yep.
Do you remember when you were young that they called a vest a jacket?
Yes.
Was that the
jacket,
same thing?
But no, I think that's a different thing because the vest was naturally the under.